VOA News, I'm Christina Menenti. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis have poured into the streets this week demanding a ceasefire deal, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dug in on his stance that Israel must keep control of Gaza's border with Egypt. VOA's Lori London spoke with Shira Efron, policy advisor at the Israel Policy Forum.
Israel does, in the closed rooms, Israel does accept the proposals. But then outside in the media, you have primarily the prime minister goes out and say, well, yes, but.
The United States is developing a new proposal in hopes of bringing an end to the nearly 11-month-old war.
Are we doing everything that we can as Israelis? Hamas may say no, but are we doing everything that we can as Israelis to bring them home? And according to also reports in the New York Times, but it's also very much the sentiment here in Israel that the current government of Israel is not negotiating in good faith with this big idea in mind.
The prime minister has faced heavy criticism from many in Israel for holding out on the issue, including from many of his own security establishment. Ugandan Olympic marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei died Thursday from burns suffered after being set on fire by her boyfriend. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters Thursday, Moi Teaching Hospital intensive care chief Kimani Mbugwa said the 33-year-old Olympian had burns over 80% of her body.
We've done all that we could for her. She had a severe percentage of burns, which unfortunately led to multi-organ failure, which ultimately led to her passing this morning at 5:30 a.m.
Police say Cheptegei's partner, Dixon Marengesh, doused her with gasoline and set her on fire during a dispute at her Western Kenya home Sunday. Police say Marengesh was also burned in the resulting fire and remains hospitalized. Cheptegei represented Uganda in the Paris Olympics in July. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Discord users tipped off the FBI last